אנחנו בעזרת השם, we are in תורה כ"ט, in ליקוטי מוהר"ן. We are in part A. It's page 80. ובזה תלוי פרנסה בלי תורך. And in that it depends to have פרנסה ולא תורך. Like we said before, we're dedicating all of those שיעורים, בעזרת השם, לילוי נשמת קלמן נחמן, בן פרץ הרשל, our good friend, that is with us, בעזרת השם. So, שהוא בחינת לחם מן השמיים, an aspect of receiving your bread straight from heaven. How a person is going to have an easy parnasa, that the bread, that all of his parnasa are going to be mamash, flying to him like a bird. Haynu al yedei tikun haklali. By that general fixing. Fixing means, general fixing, tikun haklali means the kedusha, the subject of kedusha. Shehu tikun habrit, that it's the fixing the bris kodesh. That it means to stay away from lust for women, desire for women, looking on beauty of women. It's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving every day, like He gave in the days of Haman, of giving to us man, bread from heaven. He was giving every day 2,000 years of Parnasa. And people that were holy, and until today, people that are holy, can find Parnasa of 2,000 years every day. Every day. It all depends in Kedusha subjects. When you're watching at women, when you're looking at women, when you're looking at things, Chas Shalom, that you're not allowed, you're losing your Parnasa. Raboisa, you want to be rich? What? You don't want to talk about that? Let's move on. No problem. Stay poor. I want to be rich. שהוא בחינת דרך הנשר בשמיים, that it's an aspect of the way of eagle that flies in heaven, in the sky. וזה והמן כי זרע גד הוא. המן, the man, the bread that comes from heaven, this is כזרע גד הוא. It's like the seed of God. זרע גד, what it means the seed of God? דא טיפה חיוורת, the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, this is the white seed, this is the liquid of the seed, the sperm, that comes out, have to come out in Kedusha. A holy man, it's a person that is not parush, that is not separated from his wife, that he doesn't have relationships. It means that a person, he knows how to be a man, he knows how to have the relationship, how to do it right, to be holy, to be kadosh. It means to think about her and not to think about yourself. So for the bachelors, you don't have nothing to think about, so your mind has to be clean, totally clean. When you're going to have a wife, you're going to be allowed to think about her. But for now and on, a few more days, Ezrat Hashem, you have to keep your brain totally clean. Clean means to think about Hashem, to think about the tzaddikim, to think about the Torah, to think about Tshuva, to think about good and holy things, purify ourselves, how to do another good things for Hashem, thing for Hashem Yitbarach, how to learn a little bit more of Torah, how to increase my happiness, how to develop my joy, how to do something else for Hashem Yitbarach, how to help another Jew to hold on in wonderful Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, today someone told me that when he met, he brought the parents of his wife, father-in-law and mother-in-law, came to Eretz Israel from France. They came to Eretz Israel, they sat in the street Ben Yehuda, the Midrachov here in Jerusalem, and they were amazed. They sat and they saw everyone talking Hebrew. Everyone are saying Shalom to each other. People that are coming to Eretz Israel, they hear the words Shabbat Shalom in the streets. People are saying Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. They feel like they land in heaven. Shabbat Shalom, what it means Shabbat Shalom? It's all heaven, this is heaven. Just there is meniot, there is free choice. So Borei Olam doesn't let you feel that it's heaven. He gives you difficulties. But you see that in Eretz Yisrael, you're building yourself. You see that everyone that is coming to Eretz Yisrael, and you can see, The class is growing. You see, people are coming and coming and coming. And the one that came bought houses, and the one that weren't married got married and have kids now. And it's growing. And it's growing for years. This is one of those wonderful things that people were talking about Kalman Nachman in the eulogizing, the eulogies. They were saying that he had a dream to come to Eretz Israel for years. And he and his wife, they were waiting because she had something and they had to wait for years until they came to Eretz Israel. And then they came together. How much time he was here in Eretz Israel?
Four years.
And 2 years ago, suddenly he went on the train and met one of our friends and came to the yeshiva and joined the class and said, and you see that mamash, it's a salvation of a person. To come to Eretz Israel, it's your salvation. So much honor he received in his funeral from people. All of the people, mamash, said so many wonderful things about him. And really from the heart, you could see. And why? Because he was such a righteous man? No, because he was a man that walked with his heart, after his heart. A real man. And everyone should attach himself to the truth that you have inside. To be a real, who that you are. To be a real man, who that you really are. You have a truth inside of yourself. Dig and find that truth and make it. Make it happen. You have the souls that are going to attach themselves to you. You have your friends, you have your colleagues, you have your family, you have people. You're going to see that they're going to be attached to you. No one is attached to a liar. No one likes a liar. Everyone hates liars. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he hates liars. He's saying, Dover Shkarim lo ikon leneged enai. I cannot watch, I cannot see a man that is lying. You see someone, you feel that he's a liar. Only if you're a liar and you think that you're a bigger liar than him, you want to be close to him because maybe you're going to trick him. But if you're a man that look for the truth and you see a liar, you don't want to stand in his Dalet Amot at all. And if you're going to be a man of truth, a man of dignity, of looking the truth that lights inside of yourself, inside, and you're just going to reveal it, just going to talk about your will, just going to try to keep your will, to do it, to do your wishful thinking, the things that you think about, and try to make them, try to keep them, try to do them in Eretz Israel. Against all logic, against your family, against your friends, like Abraham Avinu, like Yosef HaTzadik, to be who that you really are. You have a job to be who that you really are. Rabbi Zusha said, they won't judge me that I wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. They're going to judge me that I wasn't Zusha. And they won't judge us that we weren't Zusha, Rabbi Zusha. But they're going to judge us that we weren't Dror Moshe, that we weren't Reuven, that we weren't Yonatan, that we weren't Zvi. They want you to be who that you are. That you're going to be Moshe, that you're going to be Yochanan, that you're going to be another Yonatan, that you're going to be Avram, that you're going to be Yaakov, that you're going to be who that you really are. You have a job. And Bo'olam wants you exactly like that you are. Just be who that you really are. When you're going to be who that you really are, you're going to see huge success running toward your end. And Shivlu Siftotechem Ilomar Dai, you won't be able to say enough. It's going to be too much for you. Too much. Like you see, tzaddikim have too much on their heads. Have too much. Too many options, too many shiurim. Harav has got a list for shiurim. He cannot. He doesn't have enough days in the week, enough hours in the day to give so many shiurim like he needs. He doesn't have what to do. He's only giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. This is it. We need to 20, 30, 50 people like him to cover what that he needs to cover. And like us, like all of us, we all have to wake up. How many people like Kalman Nachman are driving now in the bus and the train, in the Rakevet HaKala? Just need that advice. Come to the yeshiva. Look, there is an amazing program. There's no air condition, but there is cold water from two sides. Surrounded with cold water. Like in Yam Suf, that they had the walls from the sides. Yeah, walls. It all depends in Kedushat HaBrit. Hainu Bechinat, an aspect of, and Ozlim in Lebanon, their gores and ungores. dropping from Lebanon comes out what?
Pouring.
Pouring from Lebanon means from the brain, from the wisdom. שזה בחינת תיקון הברית, like that we said, תיקון הברית, the קדושה. שבזה, that in that, תלוי פרנסה ולא תורה, depends פרנסה with no effort. What it means, פרנסה with no effort? It means that הקדוש ברוך הוא is giving you, supplying you, all of your needs with no effort. For today you need 3,000 shekels, but I'm going to hand them to you. You need for tomorrow 50? 50 he's going to give you. For the day after you need only 5 for a bag of milk, 5 and 10 agorot, he's going to give you 5 and 10 agorot. Exactly what that you need, he's going to give you. According to your needs, לפי הצורך, בורא עולם, לי הכסף ולי הזהב, he's got all of the silver, all of the gold, he's got everything, נאום השם, words of השם. When you need something and you're dedicating your life to avodat Hashem, Hashem going to give you everything that you need. And he won't stop you in nothing. And when I came to Arav Shalom and I told him, Arav, it's too hard, I have so many difficulties and this and that, he told me, say to Borei Olam, Shalom send me. Arav Shalom send me. Tell him, Shalom send me, don't stop me. Please Borei Olam. I told him, but my wife, she doesn't have the power. So he told me, so tell Borei Olam, Shalom send me. Give my wife powers that she won't stop me. Don't stop me. It's a job. We're working for someone. We have Borei Olam. We are messengers of righteous people, of tzaddikim, of Rav Nachman Breslev. Now Reuven Hayakar, he went with a group to Uman. He went with a group to Uman. I'm sorry. I want you to do it again. This is the only reason why I'm saying it out loud. I gave an idea in the shiur. I think that it was because of what I said. Maybe it wasn't. It was. I said that idea to take people to Uman. I think Reuven heard it in that shiur. He took that advice, called few people, few friends. They went a group to Uman. People that never been in Uman before. 12 people. Only one? Maybe it's you, probably. Two. 12 people. One or two of them were in Uman before. 10 people weren't in Uman. Just few phone calls. Do you want to come to Uman? We're going for 4 hours, for 2 days, 48 hours. They went, they slept one night, came back. They've been in few Kibbutz Tzadikim, in Uman, and this is it, Eretz Israel. And you're a different person. You have a different life from now on. Hard, maybe. Hardest, maybe. But with Hashem Yitbarach, with the tzaddikim inside of those wonderful lives. One time to come to Uman, it's changing your life. It's not the same life like you had before. It's like being, litchashmel, electrocuted. You touch the tzion, this is it. It won't be the same. Electrified. It won't be the same. One time in Uman, one time you're saying Tikkun HaKlali. You look at yourself, you see, it's totally different. You feel like you're in a dishwasher, in a washing machine. Up and down, up and down. This is it, from now on. Up and down, up and down. Washing you, this is it, this is Uman. Nahara metaher mikol haktamim. It's the river that is washing from all stains. It's a washing machine. Spiritual washing machine. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Rabbeinu said, thousands of them. You want to be a kosher person. If you don't want, it's not a problem. The same Rakevet HaKala can take you to horrible places. But it also can drop in Chutzal Chesed. It all depends in the will of the person. It all depends in the will of the person. Parnasa Beli Torah. And Rav Shalom said, you want always to have money in your pocket? You should do what that I and Rav Berland are doing. We're not giving maser. We're giving 100% of our money to Tzedakah. You have to be brave. You have to be brave. But try that once and you're going to see that you won't fail. Try. What do you care? One time. What can be? Give 50% of your money to Tzedakah. What do you care? One time. Try. What's going to happen? Take $5,000. Give it to Tzedakah. What's going to happen in your life? You're going to look. Nothing going to happen. Faith you're going to receive. Nothing going to happen in your bank. Nothing. Person cannot be poor because of Tzedakah. Cannot. If you don't believe that Hashem is the one that's going to give you back all of your money, work on your faith. Give all of your money to Tzedakah. And not to be afraid at all. Not to be afraid at all. משמעותיו מצומצמים, a person that doesn't have enough, he's got coins in his pocket, the Gemara is saying, יחלקם לצדקה. Give them for charity. Be brave. You're not going to lose nothing. You're not going to lose nothing. I don't want to tell you stories about myself. I want you to come to tell stories about yourself. For my stories, you should understand that I'm a Baal Tshuva, exactly like me, like you. I'm not better than you in nothing. I'm a Baal Tshuva. And if I have miracles today in my life, it's because that I'm dedicating my life to Avodat Hashem. And if you're going to dedicate your life like that I'm dedicating, you're going to achieve more. It's all according to the effort that you're putting in Avodat Hashem. If you need to have 50,000 shekels, you're going to receive 50,000 shekels. And if you need 200 shekels, you're going to receive 200 shekels. But you have to have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're looking at women and you're busy on nonsense and on shtuyot, you're losing your connection to Borei Olam. When you're guarding your eyes and you're focusing on the purpose, on the tachlit, what am I doing in this world? This is it. I'm not here for lusts, for desire, for craziness. To run after Chas Shalom, doing all of those horrible things, touching and holding and smelling and hugging and kissing, shtuyot. The Midrash is saying that everything that you kissed is going to be with you forever. Kissing means eternal. When you're kissing Sefer Torah, it's because you want to have an eternal bonding to the Sefer Torah. Everything that you're kissing, you're going to kiss it forever. Everything that you're kissing, you're going to kiss that thing forever. This is the Midrash. This is what the Midrash is saying. When you're kissing Neshika, it means eternal. This is what it means to kiss. Mavet Neshika, when the person is dying in Mitat Neshika, it means that he's going to have an eternal kissing with Hashem Yitbarach, being with Hashem Yitbarach. This is the highest level of death. On that, the Midrash is saying that whenever everything that you're kissing, you're going to kiss that thing forever. Guard your lips. Wash yourself, that you won't be ashamed in the world to come. Running, thinking, after kissing nonsense and shtuyot. We have to rebuke ourselves. If we won't rebuke ourselves, Borei Olam is going to rebuke us. And if Borei Olam is going to rebuke us, it's going to be an eternal shame. We don't want Borei Olam to rebuke us. We want to hold the Midat HaTshuva. Borei Olam, help me. I want to kiss Sifrei Torah. I want to have a desire to kiss Sifrei Torah, to kiss Likutei Moharan, to kiss my Tefillin. Chavivut HaDem Mitzvah, to kiss the Mitzvot, to love the Torah, to kiss the Tzadikim, to kiss the hands of the Tzadikim, to hold their hands, to be with them forever. Is there something that you're blessing yourself in the world to come more than to be in a shiur of Rav Shalom in the world to come, like we are in shiurim in Shabbat here, sitting in heaven, listening to wonderful shiur? You're planning something bigger than that? You have something that you can wish more than to sit and to listen to more shiurei Torah? Exactly that Torah that we're learning now. You think that you're in the level to be in the yeshiva of Rashbi, you're in the level to be in the yeshiva of Rav Nachman Mbreslev? You cannot understand the words of Rashbi, you cannot understand the words of Rav Nachman Mbreslev. I asked Rav Elchanan a question. Rav Shalom told me to call Manachman, to tell him, to mention him, after that he passed away, to tell him in his ear that he already passed away, that he won't let people in the world to come, demons, to mistake him, to think that he's still alive. There is this punishment of Olam HaTov, that he needs to be aware to the fact that he died. So I asked Rav Elchanan after it, if for a person that speaks English, you should tell him those words in English, or that you should say it in Hebrew, because I heard that Rav Shalom said to Kalman Nachman those words in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew. Told him that he's dead, and that he should go to Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, and not to talk to no one else, and to say, I want to see Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, I learned in Breslev Yeshiva. Those important words. I asked Rav Elchanan if I should say it in English or in Lashon HaKodesh. He told me in Lashon HaKodesh. In the moment that a person is dying from this world, this is it, only the Neshama. The Neshama, she hears and understands only Lashon HaKodesh. No English, no shtuyot. It's all masks and husks and problems that we have in this world. that is stopping us from Lashon HaKodesh. Also Ivrit, it's a blocking from Lashon HaKodesh. Holy language, Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh. Our soul can hear Lashon HaKodesh. He's attached to Lashon HaKodesh, being revived by Lashon HaKodesh. The world to come, it's an eternal world, and it's it's here, after the corner. A person can never tell when it's going to happen to him. None could predict the day that Kalman Nachman going to... In the middle of the Seder, he left us. He couldn't wait to Ben Azmanim. Shorolam is calling, this is it. He's calling the Neshama. He's whistling to the Neshama. He's flying. This is it. And you can never know. Baruch Hashem, that few people said that Kalman Nachman was always holding the Midah of Tshuva. Doing Tshuva and doing Tshuva and doing Tshuva and doing Tshuva. We need to hold that also. To do Tshuva, daily Tshuva, daily Tshuva. Every day to do Tshuva. This is the only thing that can help you, can save you from Judgment Day. No one can save us. We're Baal Tshuva. What can we do? Can you deal with your past? Can you deal with your childhood? Can you deal with your youth? You can deal with it. Rabbeinu said you cannot fix even one sin that you sinned. We don't have the heart to regret even on one avon. But he said, but don't worry. I'm doing tshuva for you. And if Rabbeinu is doing tshuva for you, you don't have nothing to be worried about. Just you should be from Rabbeinu's people. People that believe in the tzaddik. The tzaddik said, 1 hour is what they do every day. Work on that. The tzaddik said, mikveh. Work on that. The tzaddik said, good points. Cheer up. Look at the bright side of life. Do that. Rabbeinu said, Uman Rosh Hashanah. Work on that. Okay, it's hard. No one said that it's easy. But is it easy without Uman Rosh Hashanah? People that are not going to Uman, now they have an easy life, wonderful. Oh no, they're in quiet peace. They have peace in their home. Right. Ceasefire maybe they have in their houses. No one can have peace without the tzaddik, that he be named Shalom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu naten lo et briti Shalom. The brit is Shalom. The kedusha of the brit, this is Shalom. Pinchas ben Elazar, that he went and fight with Zimri ben Salu and Kozbi Batsur. And he killed them both. Him, he is the one that got that name Shalom, Briti Shalom. Yes, peace. He is the man of peace. That he was so kanai and so strong on that subject of Dusha. Yes, he is the one that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving to him the peace. Peace is not with Ishmaelim. Cannot have peace with the enemy. No way you're going to have peace with the enemy. You have to win to conquer it. And then you're going to have peace when they're going to be quiet. You cannot make peace with the enemy. With someone that wants to kill you, you cannot make peace. With the Yetzirah, you cannot create peace. There is no peace with them. Peace, it's when you conquered. This is when you're going to have peace. No one is talking to you anymore. There was one student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he said, he was a Baal Tshuva. He said, 22 years that beer doesn't have no bad thoughts, no hirurim ra'im. We need to work on our thoughts, to conquer our thoughts. We're not controlling our eyes, we're not controlling our mouths, we don't control our hearts, our hands, our legs. We're leaded by the Yetzirah, by our animal nature. Have to control ourselves, to hold yourself, to decide. You want to look or you don't want to look. If you want to look, go look. But if you don't want to look, why are you looking? You lost the will. You lost the, how you say, moshchot?
Reins.
Reins. You lost them. The horses are running. You lost control. You need to control yourself. This is the first thing. Ezeu Gibor, who is the hero? Hakovesh et Yitzro, that one that controls his Yetzara. I don't want to look at women. This is it. Closing my eyes. Want to be a modest man. This is it. I don't care. I want to be happy. I'm working on my happiness. Need to go to parties to be happy, to drink like a crazy man, to be happy. It's all sadness. This is why it calls whining. It's all shtuyot. People are crying. They're going and they're happy 3 hours and then going home, taking a Valium, go to die for 8 hours to disappear from this world. Don't want to see nothing, don't want to talk to no one. Why? They were in a party yesterday. They were in a party and now they want to die. Of course. Because they sacrificed their neshama. Sacrificed the holy soul. The holy soul, she hears Lashon HaKodesh. She wants Torah. She wants prayers. She wants tefillot. She wants kibbutz tzadikim. She wants to be in Rashbi. She wants to be in Uman. She wants to be in Breditchov. She wants to be in the Baal Shem Tov in Mejibush. The neshama, she wants connection. The Kotel HaMa'aravi. One of the friends told me, he went after 2 months, that he lives here in Eretz Yisrael. 2 months he wasn't in the Kotel HaMa'aravi. He came to the Kotel HaMa'aravi. He felt, he said, what is that Yetzara that is stopping me from coming to the Kotel HaMa'aravi daily? What's going on? It's here, the Kotel HaMa'aravi, the place that the Shechinah HaKdoshah is over there. And you want to hear a secret? Rav Shalom said, if you have Shalom Bayit in your house, you don't need to go to the Kotel HaMa'aravi. Because in a place that there is peace, Shalom, the Shechinah is over there. The same Shechinah that belongs to the Kotel HaMa'aravi is going to be in your house. He said, don't waste your time to go to the Kotel to put a note in the Kotel. Go put that note in the house of the tzaddik that is got Shalom Bayit. And Shalom Bayit can be only when you're holy. When you don't have lust for women, and especially not to your wife. Rabbi Yochanan kara lemaneh mechabduta. Rabbi Yochanan said that the clothes, it's the honor of the person. You want to honor your wife, you need to dress your wife. To want her to be modest. Not to want to see her body, chas shalom. To see her hair, to see her hands, her legs, chas shalom. To cover her, that she's going to be covered. That she's going to be modest, that she's going to be honorable. You ever saw a queen with a t-shirt, with a shorts, I don't know what. A princess. Chas shalom. Every man, every woman that honor themselves are dressed well. With long sleeves and long pants and until the neck. And everything is covered and few layers of shchavot, of clothing and a jacket. This is honorable. You love your wife, you need to dress her, to give her things to cover her. This is real honor between man and a woman. Rav Shalom explained that peace in the house, it's when the husband and the wife live like brothers. They don't have yetzarav craziness, lust, no. Yes, no, tonight, not tonight, tomorrow, what's going to be? The night, the evening, kids asleep, not asleep. You're sick, and your wife, she's sick. And you need to do it by the do, to talk about, look, we're sick. We're too busy in the lusts of this world. We're dragged after craziness. What's going to be? Should we? We shouldn't. Today, not today, tonight, not tonight. Relax. You cannot sit and talk without touching each other. You cannot be friends. You don't care about her. You care about yourself. This is why you cannot sit and listen. She's too busy in her stress that she cannot sit and listen to you. Should work on communication, on conversations, on caring, on developing a heart. Noef isha chasar lev, a person that have lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. You see that you're in a funeral and you cannot cry, it's because you don't have a heart. You see that you see something horrible and you cannot cry, it's because you don't have a heart. Why? Because you gave your heart to all of the women that you attracted to, and you lost your heart. What you're going to do now that you don't have a heart? You need to scream to the higher heart in heaven. There is a higher heart. That there is water that are coming from that heart. And we need to cry that heart, Aleva Elyon, going to be open. And when it's going to be open, we're going to have a heart also. To buy a heart, you buy a heart with tefillot, with prayers. Going to the field to do Sha'ah, 1 hour, complete 60 minutes of it, Bodedut. Half of it, you're asking, Bor Olam, please make me holy. Please guard my eyes, Bor Olam. Please help me to be attached to you. The connection with Borei Olam depends in Kedusha. This is the breed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu is the first one. And the breed, the agreement, the attachment between them, it's that breed that he circumcised himself. We need to do it. We need to circumcise ourselves from all of lusts and desires of craziness of this world. not to be like the goyim that just develop that horrible issue of I don't know, filth, making movies and pornography and craziness and pushing it into the world to cover the face of Hashem. Elokeim shel elesh zone zima. The God of that nation, this is our God, Hashem, Elokei Israel. He hates filth, he hates that. He hates it. And if you don't hate it, so you're not attached to Hashem. And we need to develop that hatred to that subject, to filth, to everything that it's ugly. It's ugly, it's not beautiful. Sheker achen vehevel ayofi, it's lie of beauty, it's a lie. It's false. It's not a truth. Yishayat Hashem itit alai. We're praising a woman that she's got Yirat Shamayim, that she's from, that she believes in Hashem, that she cover her hair, that she cover herself, that she doesn't want no one to look at her, to hear her voice, to talk to her. This is something that we're praising. This is something that we're wishing to have. Yishayat Hashem. A woman cannot be Yirat Hashem if her husband is not Yirat Hashem. If the husband looking at women, he cannot demand his wife to be modest. She needs honor from him. If he's honoring women on their beauty, she has to be the best. And now she's got contest with all of the 15-year-old models outside, and she's gonna lose for sure. So she's gonna be frustrated for sure. So she's gonna hate you for sure that she have to suffer all of her life for something that she cannot achieve. And you're ruining your life with your lust and desires. And it's your fault that she's suffering all of her life in that horrible contest that she's for sure gonna lose. Because she haven't created to win that at all. Borei Olam told us, Kol Bnot Yisrael Yafotem. All of women of Am Yisrael, they're beautiful. You need to look to a neshama, you're looking at her body and you want to see her. A body, it's like a vehicle, it's like a car. You're looking at a car and you're so impressed, like those crazy people that are washing day and night their BMW. He's got a scratch in his BMW. What you gonna do? Broke his heart. Someone touched his BMW. What you gonna do?
Baby.
His baby. We're not allowed to be that dumb. We're not allowed. It's not a joke. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדיוק. We're not allowed. Because פרנסה, when it's heavy, בתרחה ובכבדות, when it's too heavy, הוא מחמת שלא תיקן תיקון הכללי. It's because that the person is not holy, he haven't fixed it all. שהוא תיקון הברית, that it's that קדוש הסאבג'ט. כי מן דזריק פירורין דנעמה, because the person that is throwing crumbs of bread, עניות רדף אבטרה, poverty is chasing him. כל שכן מן דזריק פירורין דמוכה. Even more so, a person that is throwing the crumbs of seed, חס ושלום, that poverty is running, chasing after him. Thank you very much. חזק וברוך.
Tomorrow,
בעזרת השם,
wait.
Yes. Do it. No, I... My English is horrible.
quick announcement, we do not have